A majority of farms in the United States are considered small, and Nevada is no different. Many provide food right back to the local community, but it's becoming increasingly more difficult for them to survive. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck spent time with one family-operated farm.
Pickling cucumber, onion on this patch here. Here on the right, that's actually tomatillo.
It's already a hot and dry desert morning in Fallon. The pickup truck kicks up dirt and dust as we drive alongside a sea of leafy produce sprouting from the ground.
There's so many different layers of green.
Yes.
Four generations of the Alanis family have cared for the land. I'm with Adrian Alanis Rios, his son Cuco, who you just heard from, and his grandson Adrian. His sisters and daughters help out as well. Alanis Rios has grown a variety of crops for 40 years. But it all started with his father.
My dad is got his bicycle and his hoe and came here to town and going and knocked the door and say, I can clean in all the weeds. And he does not talk English. And the people say, hey, how much? And him is right in the ground. Down one house, he went to the next one. One day he stopped here and he talked to the boss. Say, hey, I'm looking for work and stay here for the rest of the years.
The family is from Guanajuato, Mexico. Alanis Rios' father came to the U.S. in 1957. It's common for a small family farm to have a deeply rooted backstory, says Ruth Dahlquist Willard. She's with the University of California Agriculture and Natural Resources.
Often a smaller family farm has a unique story to tell, maybe going back several generations, or maybe a story of immigration and adapting to a new place.
As the sun beats down on us, Cuco shows off the other produce they're growing, including Fallon's prized possession, Hearts of Gold cantaloupe.
It's their taste of flavor. It's really unique from other cantaloupes. I mean, you bite into it, it's like a sweet, it tingles. It's different, and people like it.
As you look out on the 500 acres of land, there's no heavy machinery to be seen. Farm workers pick everything by hand. But federal cuts have put all that hard work in jeopardy. Melons are rotting in the field. Usually, these would be heading to the food bank through the state-run Home Feeds Nevada program, which bought the produce from the family. It was a steady source of income for them. They had no idea the program would come to an end and began planting this year's crops back in December. But the USDA ended the funding in March. Now the family relies on sales from the Latin Farm storefront, from the back of their pickup truck, and the annual Fallon Cantaloupe Festival. But there is just too much fruit to sell.
You already have your plants growing, you have everything planned out. Money investment, it feels bad. It feels like someone just pokes you right in the gut.
Cuco shows me a refrigerated trailer with 8 pallet-sized boxes of the sweet-smelling melons. That's in addition to 8 acres of ripe cantaloupes ready to be picked from the vine. To help farmers like the Alanis family, the state approved $800,000. But it's just a drop in the bucket and hasn't been distributed yet. Bill Knudsen is an agricultural economist at Michigan State University. He says federal assistance not only helps support smaller farmers, but also creates stronger rural communities.
It's sometimes easier to supply local food banks and food pantries with produce from smaller farmers rather than trying to work with some of the bigger agri-food firms and farms that are out there.
Besides federal funding cuts, small farms face numerous challenges, says Dahlquist Willard. This includes creating a sustainable business model, transportation, and climate change.
There might be less reliable rainfall or snowfall, or it might be warmer rain that causes more floods. Small farms tend to be more vulnerable. They might not have as much capital or infrastructure to deal with disasters.
The Alanis family says it's something they're not going to give up, even though it's a gamble and it's unpredictable.
This is our peaceful area. Like I say, when we're stressed out, things are bad out in the fields. Just come out in the middle, sit down one of those big shade trees. See those? Sit down, relax, and just it's really peaceful to work outside. And farming for us is our thing.
They're already looking toward the next season. This fall, the rows of corn will transform into a maze that draws large crowds, and Cuco and his family will be right there to greet them. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News, Fallon.